UTA police coordinated with police and fire departments from Salt Lake City and South Salt Lake in order to test communications and response times to incidents with the new line. In the drill scenario, a car had struck a cyclist and pushed him into an oncoming train. While police investigated the driver, fire crews worked on lifting the train to pull a dummy out from underneath. The whole process took about 30 minutes. UTA Police Lieutenant Mike Thede helped stage the drill.
We believe in safety and in planning and in practicing these types of exercises so that we can better respond.
Lieutenant Thede says these types of drills happen several times a year, including every time a new UTA rail opens.
We've done drills with Front Runner and Tracks this year with all of the different police departments and fire departments that have been involved in opening new rail lines.
The Sugar House S line will begin service on December 8th. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.